That way it gets up. I don't really give a damn. It's perfectly all right. Go ahead. So then on the other ones, because you got, it's done now. I don't want to argue about this plane. This is a small thing compared to other things. I've ridden their planes many times before. If you got they don't want to cancel this sign, Henry.
No.
I think that's why on the anti-iPhone thing, it's just got to be.
But they may have no choice, but.
All right, fine. So.
But neither have each other.
I'd sure as hell rather cancel ourselves.
Well, you can't go to Moscow anyway if you've just been run out of Vietnam.
Sure.
So it's.
Well, if the point is if we run out of Vietnam, we will then blockade North Vietnam to get our prisoners back. We're not going to run out of anything. That's further down the road. Hell, there's battle. It's taken 4 weeks to get Quan Tri. I don't think they're going to get.
We now got their prisoners before.
It doesn't say anything. I'll take longer.
Well, it's pretty good in his basic point.
Is he discouraged? Is he giving up for what?
No. Well, his basic point is. Basic point is that these army units are not cooperating among each other. That what happened in Quang Tri was a command collapse.
What does it say about the rest of the country? Does he?
Military region.
Does he get, what is his final conclusion? That's what I want to know. Did you say they're going to make it, not make it? Does he still have confidence in his firm?
In summary of all that has happened here since early March, I must report that as the pressure has mounted and the battle has become brutal, the senior leadership has begun to bend and in some cases to break. In adversity, it is losing its will.
Losing its will?
Its will. And cannot be depended on to take the measures necessary to stand and fight. The known exceptions to this now are General Pugh, 1st Division, and General Truong, 4th Commander. In light of this, there's no basis of confidence that Hue or Khartoum will be held. Ambassador Bunker, whom I did not yet express the above youth, has arranged an audience with President Hue for 800 Saigon time, 2 May. I will report the above to President Hue then. In light of the foregoing, I recommend another grant.
I said I told you.
Well,
you should. Then that would indicate that he thinks the whole thing's going to collapse.
Well, you remember when I came back from.
No, what do you think?
I think what is quite possible. No, what I thought then, I still think that there is a point will be reached where they will have lost so many of their units that the rest won't have any stomach for fighting. And therefore, the issue may not be how many provincial capitals we lose, but whether that goddamn army will come about. That's the real danger that I think. But on the other hand, you have to remember he's probably under the impact of the disease.
U.S. Air Support to Henry Tran. It's imperative that our air support be focused on the battle for Ireland. In country, as a matter of first priority, or over areas, requirements in areas outside the battle zone.
We can afford to lose Khartoum. If Hue is lost too, then it's a real setback then. Of course, that would mean they would have lost one of their best civilians too.
Number of refugees is very much more than 30 marks enemy territory means cause nearly 140 village governments to become inoperative. Either half of these are MR1. Well, efforts with the Ministry of Information and Vietnamese Information Service seem to be effective in keeping Vietnamese people aware of the extent of the offensive.
I think the
England says the Air Force is doing great. What in the name of Christ are they doing great about?
Well, Mr. President, if the South Vietnamese are fighting as poorly as they seem to be in the Quang Tri area, then they don't have to concentrate enough to present a good target. And that's the problem. President, we went through that at Laos last year. These goddamn South Vietnamese units are not really effective, coordinated forces.
MR3 is a significant decrease in the capability of the vacancy in MR. MR4 is the extremely aggressive.
Middle of June, early middle of June, in Hue, not at all until September.
second major factor influencing Oregon's capability to turn back the offensive is damage that has been done to the island. The extent of damage will not be known for several weeks or months, since PW and other reports of corollaries and such. There is no doubt that the island has been badly hurt, primarily by U.S. air power. Thus, the extent of damage must be the time base for any one of the attacks. The Argonauts, 190 battalions, have lost 16 are affected, an additional 27 are only partially vested. Now, that's not too bad.
Well, that's 20% of assets. 25% of.
Well, you know. Any.
No, they're major Argon units that haven't even been in the battle yet.
What do you mean? Where the hell are they? Sitting around?
Well, they've got two divisions for each corps, and particularly in Military Region 3, that's the 25th Division that's sitting around Tainan that hasn't come over into Anlock. The 21st Division hasn't really fought a very...
What is the reason here that you know, this business at the Valley of Mine has the Secretary of Defense request Abrams has got to stop. God damn it. Why is it? That is not necessary, is it?
No.
I think I have got to do it directly with the Abrams' business of having it come through Laird.
The Laird was pretty good at the meeting today.
Well, he was good today on this subject, yeah. But I
on the solve, he was. We had a great meeting of salt today.
Yeah, sure. I thought you said General Lamb's a pretty good general.
I never said that.
Hated.
I have never been impressed by Lamb. He made a hash out of Laos last year. He may be fairly good on the defense. He's useless on the offense. When they have the North Vietnamese start 3 weeks ago, they should have gone on the offensive. And they had a great plan. But if they moved 100 yards, it wasn't visible.
Well, it also didn't have a good effect on Saigon.
It had a good effect on Saigon and a bad effect on Hanoi.
Saigon needs, he says, the will to fight is involved here. Maybe that'll help them a little. To give them
I think got to give them a good shot.
See, I think Hitler's under us. What is it going to like, as I say, the Americans? We need to give them a pop. That's what you said.
What we may consider is to split those 2 days into not have them consecutive, say one Friday night and the other Sunday night, so that he can go back to the battlefield for a day.
All right.
I think we ought to have that flexibility in there, depending on what the military situation is.
One day and another day, right.
But I'll arrange a briefing for you on this proposed operation right after the WASAC. Say around 11 o'clock if that's convenient on Wednesday.
I wonder if you don't have to really go to the blockade. Not now, but I mean, if this thing collapses, what the hell else can you do?
This thing collapses, we have no choice except to go to the blockade, say another Christmas and not to come back. And blockade.
That'd be the basis for it. Then we're defeated, aren't we?
Yeah. And we have to tighten our belt.
Tighten our belt.
Then we should make the goddamn Soviets. Then we should make the Soviets pay for it. Another 4,000 plane raid of World War II. If they just close their eyes and drop the bombs within 10 miles of the front line, they've got to hit something. And
I even make the point that because the Irish are fighting too well, the enemy is too scared.
That's probably true, but
I still got to hit something.
This other side must have suffered very severe casualties.
Aren't you glad we ordered out the lecture meeting?
Well, without that, we'd be dead. And the additional attack air.
Yeah, that's got to be something. The only Israelis beat the whole goddamn Arab world with a few panels. We got hundreds of them out there.
That's all our behavior. We had 700 out there. You know, our performance has been poor, but the other side must be running out of steam, and we keep forgetting at the Indian Fool. He's doing essentially what he did at the Indian Fool, except on a large scale.
Yeah, yes.
At the Indian Fool, we now know that if the French had held on two more months, he would have collapsed. But he figures it doesn't make any difference how much you expend if you last a week longer than your enemy. You've won the war. They can't have that many more blows in them. Of the Central Intelligence Agency, and Admiral Mora were pushing for it, and the director of the Arms Control Agency and the Secretary of State were turning it down, and the Secretary of State 6 weeks ago when we met, you remember, said any freeze under any conditions would be an improvement over an unchecked arm.
No, well, also, he was the one that said, because he thought at that point
that I was,
and his memory was against, which he was, and so was I, including SLBM, because it would be too much of a price to pay again. Roger said, we've got to have SLBMs, and he memory kept coming back, we can't have it unless we have it, and I asked you later, I said, what the hell is he trying to torpedo it?
That's right.
I know what he was up to, and Bill probably didn't know himself, but you know, he just that way. And by God, we got in here today, and I'll see you, son of a bitch. But I think where I really creamed at least him and that most of it, well, let's just clearly understand here. You know, I got the bartender, I said, I remember you called for four of the SLBs. Now, are you saying today, let's turn this down, like we won't have, let's not include SLBs?
But Roger said yes.
Huh?
He said, let's exclude them.
Not make a deal with it. I mean, change his position 180 degrees.
How would you explain to Congress, and he says, how are you going to explain a disparity to Congress? But how?
Well, how incidentally speaking, the arms controllers, all those shit asses, for the wrong reasons, were violent. We had to include SLB.
Of course.
That bunch, you know, what the hell did Rogers mean? Rogers, you see, was so, frankly, pissed off at Henry's language. Right?
Well, he was pissed off at the fact that Brezhnev gave what, you see, he couldn't pretend that it was obvious that what he had told you that weekend was baloney, but he didn't even pretend that the SLBM thing came through Smith. So what he did with it is what he did. It's what he did with the Berlin Agreement. He pissed all over this one. That's what he did with the Berlin Agreement. He also found, remember, he called you, he said this will ruin us, with McCloy and Clay, and he said he's protecting the president.
Yeah.
And
what gets him to do this, Bob? What in the name of God does? Because,
I don't know, of course
it does. I have no, Mr. President, I have no conceivable interest in this goddamn agreement.
Wow.
I mean, I have no interest in accepting that Brezhnev proposal. You have. You keep the heart.
Cancel them. I hope we can get
and that would be a pretty good tip-off.
No way, Ken. They're going to build it, but we aren't.
packs freeze in the inferior position, no matter what you do, whether you have an agreement or not.
That's the point.
So all you're doing is reducing your inferiority.
No, I just got damn mad. I was in the middle of there, did it some business. Sniveling snake.
Thank you.